The tombstones. We're on the left of the choir, almost opposite the entrance to the church. Notre Dame en Vaux has many tombstones like the one you are now standing on. Can you see it? It is decorated with inscriptions. Bénédicte Ernu.
All these tombstones existed from medieval times onwards, when the aim was to be buried as close as possible to the choir, especially if one was from the higher ranks of medieval society, mainly the clergy and the nobility. To be buried near the choir was to be closer to the body of Christ symbolized by the host. This made it possible to enter heaven sooner.
Not all of these tombstones commemorate local parishioners. Several have been brought from churches that were demolished during the French Revolution, cut and arranged in no particular order. A lot of them would be used as paving. Some have been better protected than others from trampling. Maybe you can find the one of the lady with clasped hands turning slightly sideways towards an erased character, her dress falling in wide, soft folds, or another of a man face on wearing a hat with hands clasped. During the major restorations in the mid-19th century, some of the tombstones were taken up to protect the inscriptions. Please feel free to discover the many tombstones at the foot of the stained glass windows and all along the ambulatory. Look at the fragment of tombstone with a hooded figure on the wall on the left. It's the tombstone of Jean Talon, who was buried in the church. It pays homage to one of the city's great personalities. During the reign of Louis XIV, he was the first intendant of New France and the force behind the rapid development of this new land. He was nicknamed the Father of Quebec. His statue stands on the roundabout near the Collegiate Church.